funky man. One more time.
Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you on this Palm Sunday. What a wonderful day it is. A wonderful Palm Sunday, a week before Easter Sunday. Are you guys ready to fly today? Are you ready to fly? Today's message is going to be in Luke chapter 19, verse 28 through 44. Verse 28. Through 44. We're going to be talking about Jesus' triumphal entry. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethsaida and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, tell him the Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. Wow, what a great, great opportunity this week to give God thanks. To give God thanks for his wonderful blessings in my life and also in your life. You know, what exactly is the meaning of Palm Sunday? What exactly is the meaning of Palm Sunday? We know the simple facts. Jesus arrived in Jerusalem and asked his disciples to bring him a fowl, the colt of a donkey to ride upon, into the gates of Jerusalem. And as Jesus entered the city, the crowds began shouting, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And they waved palm branches and spread out their coats on the street. But this story is quite rich in symbolism and points to something much deeper than that. Much deeper than that. First of all, the waving of palms and laying down of coats by the people was no accident or coincidence. Palms were a sign of victory and of military achievement. The Romans gave palms to the victors in the Roman games, and emperors gave them to their subjects following their military conquests. The Jewish people had picked up on this, and the people waved palm branches to celebrate the newly established independence of Jerusalem and Judea. So the people were waving palm branches when Jesus rode in on a donkey. Very interesting. The crowd believed that Jesus was a king. That is, they believed he was the Messiah who had come to establish Israel's independence from Rome, to liberate them in the very real way as their leaders. They wanted a Messiah who would be their political hero. In fact, the whole scene replicates a king or general's triumphant entry into the city. It all seems so perfect and so hopeful. Very interesting. The people, they had their own view of what the Messiah was supposed to be. And they thought that Jesus was going to come and liberate them from Rome. They waved the palm branches as if they were waving to a commander. They waved these palm branches as if he was a king or a great military leader. Come on, somebody. They treated Jesus as a military leader. They wanted him to be a military leader. And even today, we want this kind of Jesus. We want this type of Messiah. We want a Jesus who will bless our politics. We want a Jesus who will bless our wars and battle. And we want a Jesus who will deliver us from all of our foreign enemies. See, we seek Jesus and the Messiah who will make us a world superpower or who will make us famous. We seek Jesus for personal gain, for fame. We want Jesus to bless our armies. We want Jesus to bless our military conquest. Come on, somebody. We want Jesus to bless us, to make us strong, to make us powerful. We want Jesus to make us rich. We want Jesus to give us power, world superpower. But there's only one problem. Jesus wasn't, and he isn't, that kind of Messiah today. He wasn't, and he isn't, that kind of Messiah today. You know, the irony may have been lost on the people at that time, the way it is lost on most of us today. But Jesus' triumphal entry was not that of a general, of a warrior. No, such men ride stallions. You know, very interesting, if a warrior or if a general would come marching through the city, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. He would be riding a stallion. He would be riding a stallion. Or he would have chariots or stallions. Or come on, somebody who would have a great many different kinds of beautiful horses. But Jesus didn't ride like that in Jerusalem. Jesus rode in on a donkey. And this symbolizes that Jesus came on a mission of peace. Jesus came on a mission of peace. The donkey revealed Jesus to be a humble peasant on a peace mission, not on a military conquest. He didn't reveal himself as a military warrior. This donkey represented a symbol of peace, and it is a very important in different ways. A donkey is an animal that is often used to mock or ridicule others. Have you ever heard of the word ass? This is not a flattering word. We use it to ridicule others. Come on, somebody. Some people might say the donkey is the devil's walking on four legs. But either way, the donkey was a really despicable animal. It was a very despicable animal. But you know, very interesting, the people, they had a view of the Messiah. They wanted him to come riding into Jerusalem to deliver them from Rome. They had their view. They had their political agenda. They tried to fit Jesus in their political agenda. So, as they said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Well, what king are you talking about? What kingdom are you talking about? Many people thought that Jesus came as an earthly king. But Jesus did not come as an earthly king. No, but in the way that Jesus had of constantly turning everything upside down. I'm going to here tell you know, God has a way of turning things upside down. Jesus rides in on a donkey for his triumphal entry, and not only establishes this irony, but lifts up the lowly. In this case, the lowly donkey in the process. This donkey becomes the sacred throne for not only a king, but the very Son of God. Note that it was the donkey that had carried Jesus and Mary at the beginning of his life, just before he was born, as they rode into Bethlehem. And now it's the donkey that's going to carry him into Jerusalem just before his death. Very interesting. It was the donkey that Jesus rode on when he was born, and it's going to be the donkey that Jesus rode on when he dies. Either way, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ alone is going to come as a humble servant, and he's going to die as a humble servant. So, What are we to do with this kind of Messiah?
He comes in peace and humility and rides on a donkey. We do not want to conquer evil with peace, humility, and nonviolence. We would rather resort to violence and power. That's why, just a week later, when these would-be followers realize Jesus' goal is not in line with theirs, they stopped shouting, Hosanna, and started shouting, Crucify Him. First they said, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then 1 week later, they hollered, Crucify Him. Crucify Him. We all do it in our own way. If God doesn't meet up, or we have our view of what Jesus should be, we have a view of way somebody should be, or the church may be. Instead of at first we said, Hosanna, and then we want to say, Crucify, Crucify. What was hard for Jesus' disciples to understand initially is that Jesus' victory, come on somebody, Jesus' victory was not militaristic, but his victory had a much deeper meaning behind it. Jesus didn't want to just liberate us from our temporal enemies. Jesus wanted to liberate us all from our enemies, from the source and root of our problem, from sin within our lives, from evil and death itself. He wanted to liberate us from the root of the problem. This is the triumph behind the triumphal entry. This is the victory that Jesus won. Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and returned to heaven. And we are the ones who must live this liberation out. By liberating all victims of oppression and violence, by proclaiming and enacting justice and righteousness to the least of these in God's word, to the victims of poverty, to the victims of disease, to the victims of war, to the hurting victims, come on somebody, to the poor. We must liberate these people. As Jesus came riding on a lowly donkey, he came to liberate us from the devil's world. He came to liberate us from the evil of this world. It is we who must live out God's peaceable kingdom here on earth. Jesus came in peace. He rode on a donkey. He was born on a donkey. And he must die on a donkey. His mission was a peaceable kingdom. It was not as an earthly kingdom. It was a kingdom of peace. And as today on this Palm Sunday, as you hold up your palm branches, I hope you realize what it means. It means something quite different from what they once mean. They are now signs of martyrdom. They are now signs of victory over death, proclaiming liberation through peace and nonviolent resistance. Wave them high and hold them. And remember their call to you, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus fulfilled the prophecies. He fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament of Isaiah 62:11, of Zechariah 9:9, of Zechariah 9:9. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes. Rejoice greatly, Zechariah 9:9, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughters of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. What a great, great Palm Sunday. We have a lot to be thankful for. As Jesus rode triumphantly on a donkey to his death. He rode on a donkey to die for your sins, for my sins. And a week later, he would die on the cross and be resurrected up to his Father. I hope you realize the true, what it means, the true signs of this Palm Sunday. And I hope that you realize how much Jesus loved you to ride triumphantly in Jerusalem on a donkey. He did it because he loved you. And he died on the cross because he loved you. And I pray that you would realize how much Jesus loves you today. And as he rode humbly, and sometimes his kingdom is not of this kingdom. And I hope this Palm Sunday that you would say, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is our humble King, who will one day when he returns, he will return as a conqueror. May God continue to bless.
You know what? Well, Kenny, give me some donkey breath.